Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Philippians 3 said, their God is their stomach. How many want to make up your mind, your stomach is not your God? When your stomach says jump, you don't jump. Right? See, if your flesh ruled, then you say a lot of things like this. Well, I've got to eat. I've got to get my sleep. I've got to get my rest. I've got to do this. That's another way of saying my flesh is ruling me. My stomach is my God. I do what it tells me, when it tells me, and I don't wait. I have to eat at a certain time, and I've got to have my meal. Do you now? What is that saying? The flesh says jump, you say hi. I got to get my food. Just watch it and monitor it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, people get on a mission, buddy. Don't they go, I ain't got time to fool with this. I got to eat. I got to do this. It's bedtime. I can't stay up. I got to eat. Well, your flesh ruled, whether you want to admit it or not. All of us got flesh, and that flesh is talking to you all day and all night. And if you yield to it, you'll be carnal and you'll be dull. And this kind of thing you won't see. You won't operate in the full measure of authority and power that's yours in Christ. The flesh will hold you out. But when you control your flesh, you say, look, flesh, you eat when I say you eat. You don't when I say you don't. You sleep when I say you sleep. You get up when I say you get up. This stuff about people, I know Phyllis had a lady working for her one time when she was working in secular business. And she told her, you know, she wanted her to cast the spirit of slumber out of her. Because she just could not get up in the morning. I mean, she's supposed to be there at 8, get there at 11:30. I wanted prayer because she needed deliverance. I've had people tell me, you know, I just can't get to church. You know, especially on Sunday morning. I want to, but it's so hard and I just don't wake up. And they want me to pray that they'd be delivered and helped. I said, no, let's try this first. I said, Saturday night, go to bed at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. And I said, what? I said, so you've been sitting up all night watching TV, doing dumb stuff. Let's go to bed at 8 o'clock p.m. and see if you can make it up in time to be here by 10. Let's do that first. See, it's a matter of priorities. How many understand so many folks are so fleshy? Oh, it's just pitiful how fleshy they are. I mean, they want their way, and they don't mean maybe. And they want it now, and if they don't get their way, they're going to squeal and cry and hoop and holler and make a big fuss louder than any of these little infants that you heard up here today. When Phyllis was working in the admissions office at Rhema, had a couple, nice-looking couple. There in Rhema, their first year, just a few months, come to resign. We're leaving. Why? Well, they have to interview with an instructor before they go. Why are you leaving? Just a few months ago, you said the Lord led you to come here. You left everything. You've sacrificed all kind of stuff. You're here. Now you're here. Why are you leaving? Bottom line was, they had gotten a couple of tickets, parking tickets, because they parked in the wrong place. They parked in the staff's place. Why? Because they got there late all the time. And the biggest thing she was upset about is they'd get there late, they'd have to park out in the gravel lot. And she'd have to walk through the gravel in her shoes. That was the biggest thing that was bothering her. Scuffed the shoes. Scuffed her heels when she walked in the gravel. So they're quitting. What do you say to people like that? Brother, sister, you ain't ministry material. If you can't wade through a little gravel to get to school, I talk to people that quit. Why? Because they're eating too much macaroni and cheese and ramen noodles. He said, man, at home, mama fixed me a steak, you know, a couple of times a week, every week, you know. And I said, well, bless your heart. He said, I'm going home. Now, what is that? That whiny baby. That's flesh, right? That's what a whiny baby is. Flesh. Flesh. Will that hold you out from seeing some of the greater miracles? This kind, you're only going to see by prayer and fasting. Don't let that fasting word scare you or throw you. It just means putting your flesh under. Instead of doing other stuff that your flesh might want to do, you use that time and effort to press into God and commune with Him. Did you get that? Now, in this same chapter, there's a lot more revelation on this same subject. Skip down just a little bit in Mark 9. You still there? In Mark 9, to verse 33. See, to verse 29 is when he told them it comes by prayer and fasting. And I mean, it's just a couple of verses later, verse 33, he came to Capernaum. And being in the house, Jesus asked them, what was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? They all come in, you know, and they're sitting down in the house, and I guess they're all, you know, laying across the sofa and the chairs and everything. Jesus walked in the room. He said, what were you guys fussing about and arguing about back there on the road? And they held their peace. Nobody said anything. Because by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. What does that mean? They're walking down the road, and one of them said, well, who you think's going to be in charge of this thing later on? You know, because Jesus talked about the kingdom a lot. And they said, who you think's going to be in charge? And somebody said, well, I think I ought to be. The other said, what? What do you mean you ought to be? All these guys know I ought to be. Somebody popped up and said, you? And that got into real argument about who should be the greatest. These fellas needed to fast. I'm serious. Somebody said, what's one got to do with the other? Everything. I said everything. In the 35th Psalm, I believe it is. Let me just, you don't have to turn there, but let me read it to you. Psalm 35:13. Psalm 35:13. The psalmist said, I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned to my bosom. I humbled my soul with fasting. Fasting is a good way of you humbling yourself. And all of us got to deal with this. You need to be honest with yourself about when you get to feeling a little too big for your britches. When you get to feeling like you're pretty much something else. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the man. I did it. It's time for you to miss some meals. It's time for you to go put your nose in the carpet. Did you hear me? And lay there for 4 or 5 hours and worship God and say, I know that you give me my breath. I know every heartbeat comes from you. I know I couldn't find the door if it wasn't for you. I know everything that happens good in my life is by your grace and by your goodness. And you worship Him and you put your flesh under. Somebody says, is that a big deal? It's a huge deal. Because the Bible said God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. It's only by the grace of God we're going to see miracles. We're going to see mighty things happen. Great faith exploits. And when you know, people arguing about, well, I ought to be in charge. Well, you know, I'm more qualified than you. Who's going to run this thing? Who's going to be the greatest? Well, I think I ought to be team captain. That alone would disqualify you. Did you hear me? That kind of feeling and sentiment alone would show that you're not ready. Well, see, it's not just on things like that. The Lord is that way about everything. And somebody that's going to be used in mighty miracles, signs, and wonders can be somebody that's got the big head, right? And if you get puffed up real big because of some smaller thing that God did for you, you just showed you're not qualified to handle something bigger. This kind, a case where a boy's been bound all his life, a family been ruined. I mean, everybody knows about it. It shook a whole community. Those kind of healings, those kind of miracles won't come through big-headed people. Did you hear me? Proud, haughty people. It won't come that way. It won't come through fleshy, carnal, glory-seeking people. It'll come through people who know how to put their flesh under. Who know how to say no, uh-uh. Push the plate back sometimes. Skip a meal. Go in there and get quiet. And the more, I'm telling you, the more God uses you, the more you must do this. I used to be in conferences where because of what I did, sometimes you'd have 1,000 people in a few days come by and brag on you. That's a lot. Oh, Brother Keith. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, Brother Keith, my life was changed. Oh, the anointing. Oh, you hear that all day long. After a while, you just want to get away and plug your ears and put your nose in the carpet and say, Lord, I know you could have used anybody you want to. I know that without the grace, without the anointing, we can't do a thing. We don't know anything. We don't have anything. And because I'm jealous for the anointing, I don't want people saying too much about me. It's not trying to be humble. It's because I want to keep moving in power. I don't want it messed with. Did you hear me? You must be the same way. And fasting helps you do that. It humbles your soul, like the psalmist said. And these guys, puffed up in their minds, arguing about, certainly you'd understand more even fully why Jesus said, prayer and fasting, boys. Y'all need to quit this stuff. Go shut up for a while. Miss some meals. You got to get your mind in a different place. Get your heart in a different place. Then you'll be more fully used of God. Then you'll see this kind of miracle and deliverance. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.